A group of Georgia legislators plans to introduce a bill to change the way that state regulates hospitals. One of the proposed changes does away with the current certificate of need process. What is a certificate of need?
The certificate of need is a method by which the state of Georgia measures a defined need. They control cost by limiting the number of providers. And while that sounds negative, it's really a benefit because across our state, we're a very diverse population. We're a mix of indigent patients as well as those covered on Medicare, Medicaid, and then, of course, commercial insurance. And so no one provider can take an entire market of one payer or another. We need to have a healthy mix. And so this system allows us to provide health care, in particular acute care services and surgery that are high cost, high need, but then make sure that there's a healthy mix of patients to meet that need, to cover those costs, and to also allow for some degree of profitability so that those organizations are sustainable over time.
So what's involved in getting a certificate of need?
You submit an application to the state, and it's a rather rigorous process. They'll look at the market, they'll measure the population, they look at the demand for their services that they're going to be providing, and then submit that to the state. The state then reviews it. Once it meets certain criteria, it's open for public comment, which is allows providers within that region to protest. And then there's a hearing, and they weigh it out and then make a final determination.
So what's the difference between that process and what the new legislation is proposing?
Well, there's a variety of recommendations, and the new proposals are centered around controlling cost and improving patient outcomes. And I think it's a different approach to the delivery of health care. We're going to start to see more of a focus on when we provide a service to a patient, what is that outcome? Was the service we provided appropriate, and did we get the desired goal of better health for that person?
When you say a safety net hospital, what kind of hospital are you talking about with that?
Those are your hospital authority nonprofits, in particular rural, but we also have them in urban underserved markets as well. They serve all people. They take those without insurance, but they also take those with. And again, Medicare and Medicaid. So it's about having a healthy balance so that we can have an operational. Because it's important to remember, while these are not often nonprofit facilities, you must, to sustain yourself over time, have some degree of profitability to employ staff and doctors and buy expensive medical equipment so that you can reinvest in your healthcare services for the region.
How will these possible changes change the approval process for future medical facilities in Georgia?
Well, it will depend on how they actually come out in the legislation. I'm sure they'll still be, depending upon the nuances that are put on it, if there's some exemptions, some people may not have to go through an application process. However, from what I've seen, there'll probably be some level of screening and evaluation. At the end of the day, I think it's important that whatever changes come about preserve our safety net hospitals, because they are the true institutions who are there when we need them. And that's one of the most critical things about hospitals is they're open 24/7. Their emergency room is available when we want them and we need them. And many of us don't need them very often, thankfully. However, we want them to always be ready. And so for that, to have that safety net is critical for our communities, not only for us as patients, but to attract industry. When industries look at communities, they expect to have access to health care, and a hospital is often that anchor for not only acute and emergency services, but also for primary care. So preserving those safety net providers is vital.